And that's where we leave Newsday here on BBC Radio 4. I'm Caroline Nicholls. Good morning. There's news and weather in the next half an hour, and we look at the changing rules around planning and what that means for people who live and work in the countryside. That's before six. First, a look ahead to a new series coming up this week.
The rise and fall of one of Britain's most charismatic educators.
He liked PR. He liked being aligned to important people. He liked being aligned to power.
How a head teacher who championed the idea of transforming failing schools was failing the schools himself.
There was literally water pouring down the walls when it rained.
She was worried about the extent to which the school credit card was being used.
I'm John Dickens, an education journalist, and I'll be exploring how it happened.
I don't think there were any specific rules articulated that clearly.
Superhead on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, this Monday to Friday at 1:45.
We're now on Radio 4. Here's Matt Taylor.
Thank you very much, Caroline. Good morning, all. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 23rd of September. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, England, 1006, expected Humber, 999 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northerly, 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. South at Sierra, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6 later, except in 4th. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. North or northeast, becoming cyclonic in Dogger, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, then southwest in German Bight. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber, cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover. Cyclonic at first in Thames, otherwise southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Portland. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7 later in south, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, westerly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. North or northeast, backing northwest, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Lundy and Irish Sea. Showers, thundery in Lundy and Fastnet, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Veering north or northeast, 5 to 7. Drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Variable, 2 to 4 at first in South Hebrides. Otherwise, northeast 5 to 7. Drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northwest. Occasional showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, north northwest 1, 9 miles, 1011, falling. Stornoway, west by south 2, 9 miles, 1011, falling. Lerwick, northwest by north 2, drizzle 2 miles, 1013, falling. Lookers, north northwest 1, 6 miles, 1011, falling. Bridlington, north by east 4, 1008, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest 7, 11 miles, 1005. Jersey, Southwest 3, 5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Silly automatic. Northwest 4, slight rain, 2 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Valencia, North-Northwest 1, 6 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, North-Northeast 1, 5 miles, 1009, falling slowly. And Malinhead, North by West 2, 19 miles, 1011, falling. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation. A complex low covers southern England with thundery rain in southern areas and showers across most other parts. Winds steadily start to increase with strongest winds expected in the north. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 2 to 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain in south. Good, occasionally poor in south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, then northwest later 4 to 6. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic, becoming southerly or southwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Thundery rain or showers, but fair for a time. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic, becoming northwest, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 near St David's Head. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Northeast backing north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast backing northwest 3 to 5. Occasional showers, good, occasionally moderate at first in south. Isle of Man. North or northeast 3 or 4. Soon becoming north or northwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, occasional rain later, mostly good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasional showers later, good. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, backing northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4. Veering northeasterly 5 to 7 later in northwest. Occasional drizzle, then showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7. Occasional drizzle, then rain or showers, moderate or good. And finally, Shetland Isles. North or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in southeast, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. And that brings me back to the end of this morning's Shipping Bulletin. I've got a general forecast for the whole of the UK coming up in a few months' time. And at the moment, some pretty torrential rain to watch out for across parts of central southern England.
Thanks, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 23rd of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. The Chancellor will strike a more optimistic tone over the UK's economic outlook when she addresses the Labour Party conference. The former Defence Secretary, Sir Ben Wallace, is facing questions about moves to protect Britain's special forces from prosecution. In business, the Post Office inquiry will switch its focus to how the business is currently being run. And in sport, it was honours even at the Etihad as Manchester City scored a late equaliser to deny Arsenal victory in their Premier League clash. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, will seek to brighten Labour's message when she gives a speech about the party's conference today. She'll promise a budget of real ambition and say her optimism for Britain is as strong as ever. But there's continuing discontent among unions about the decision to means test winter fuel payments, with a debate on the conference floor expected this afternoon. The Business Secretary, Jonathan Reynolds, has insisted Labour wants to bring back hope to Britain.
What the Chancellor will want to be getting across is the good times that we want to bring, the hope for the future. Look, sometimes you've got to make difficult decisions early on to give the stability. You don't want to repeat the disaster of Liz Truss, for instance. Where there's got to be a tough decision, it's for a purpose, and it is that better future. But yes, we want people to be better off. We want hope to return to Britain. And that's a message of change beginning. But that is why we've had to make those difficult decisions.
The former Conservative Defence Secretary, Sir Ben Wallace, is facing questions about a change that was made to a draft bill that would have helped to shield the SAS from prosecution. Senior government sources have told the BBC that before the bill was introduced to Parliament, Sir Ben was made aware of credible allegations that the elite Special Forces Regiment had killed detainees in Afghanistan. Sir Ben said it would be wholly inappropriate to comment on the claims ahead of his appearance at the Afghan inquiry this morning. BBC News has learned that police records of machetes, swords and so-called zombie knives have doubled over the past 5 years. 32 police forces across England and Wales released figures showing the large-bladed weapons appeared in more than 14,000 crime logs last year, up from around 7,000 in 2019. Pooja Kanda's son Ronan was murdered in a case of mistaken identity in June 2022. She wants the online sale of all big knives banned.
I am shocked they were available when this happened to my child. And I am more shocked that they are still continuing to be available after what happened to Ronan. And I can't have that happen to another child. I just can't.
Germany's Social Democratic Party is projected to have narrowly won a regional election in the eastern state of Brandenburg after fending off a stiff challenge from the far-right AfD. Provisional results indicate the margin of victory is less than 2%. The governor of Brandenburg, Dietmar Woidke,